today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about being responsible in Islam. What date is today? Today, Sunday, is the 22nd of Zilqa'dah, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 21st of Hordad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 11th of June, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we start with some verses or one verse from the Holy Quran. For today, we choose chapter At-Takasur.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful. Competition in worldly increase diverts you. Until you visit the graveyards. No, you are going to know. Then, no, you are going to know. No, if you only knew with knowledge of certainty, you will surely see the hell fire. Then you will surely see it with the eye of certainty. Then you will surely be asked that day about pleasure.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The last verse in this surah denotes that on doomsday we will be questioned about the bounties we have incurred. Some have said that it means the bounty of health and mind security. Some others believe it refers to healthness and security. And finally, some have considered all bounties in its meaning. A tradition from Hazrat Ali, Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, says bounty is a ripe date and cold water. According to another tradition, Abu Hanifa asked Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, about the meaning of this verse. Then the Imam alayhi salam returned the question to him and asked him what he thought bounty was, and he replied that it was food and cold water.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Wahtadarbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
شكرا يا ربي شكرا هديت قلبي شكرا نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا
ربي. And the continuation of today's special, we learn more about being responsible according to Islamic viewpoint. Hazrat Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, said, "No foot of a servant of Allah will move on Resurrection Day before being asked about four things: his years and how he spent them, his body and how he used it, his wealth and how he earned and spent it, and about his love towards us, Ahlul Bayt." The Prophet of Allah teaches us through his glorious tradition and hadith that it is obligatory to make use of the blessings and bounties that Almighty Allah granted us. It also explains to us that we are held accountable for the way we use our time, property, health, and strength, and we should use them properly in the life of this world. Surely Allah, the Most High, created man and gave him life for a certain time. He gave him wisdom, strength, free will, wealth, and etc. to enable him to use them in doing good and useful deeds, obtaining knowledge and worshipping him.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are with you with an episode on responsibility and accepting our responsibility in this life and this world. First, our responsibility to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the Creator, have been described in both Al Quran and Sunnah of the Holy Prophet and his infallible progeny in many ways, in different ways and statements. However, if we study them critically, we can find the main responsibility of man goes to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran states, "I have only created jinn and men that they worship, that they may worship or serve me." This is chapter 51, verse 56 of the Holy Quran. Therefore, we all are responsible to worship him. However, there is a misconception of understanding the concept of worship or ibadah. In short, it could be stated that whatever is directed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do and not to do, following his directions, is considered as ibadah. It has its highest and lowest level. Highest level goes to faridah, that is a compulsory ibadah, what is wajib on us to be performed. And the lowest level goes to permissible ibadah, that is what is mubah, what we call it technically as mubah. That is, it is okay if we perform it.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
This is today's special, and one of a habit to be a more responsible person is be punctual. Learning to be punctual is a big part of being responsible, yeah. There is honestly no good reason to be late to work, a doctor appointment, or social management. barring an unforeseen train delay, an accident on the highway, in which case a responsible person would call. But even circumstances like these could sometimes be prevented just by leaving the house a bit earlier. So what if you're early? You can stop for a cup of coffee or sit on a park bench for a while to clear your head. They say the early bird catches the worm. And it's so true. Not feeling rushed is a great way to relieve stress and will likely make you more productive in the end. In the previous episode of today's special, we learn about our responsibility towards Allah. Today, we are responsible to ourselves. We should be careful about good and bad for ourselves. The life given to us is an amanah, trustee. We cannot do anything harmful to our life. We cannot also kill ourselves. Responsibilities to other men includes many issues, but the principle is not doing anything which is harmful for others. We all are responsible for our closely relatives first, such as family members, then nearly relatives, then others, which sequentially includes the whole mankind. It depends on the position and capability of a person. Islamic teaching is like what has been stated in a hadith. The believers in their affection, mercy, and compassion for each other are like a single body. If one limb feels pain, the whole body becomes feverish and restless. In another hadith, Qudsi, Allah said, "My love is due to those who love one another in my cause, who spend in my cause, and those who visit each other in my cause."
Each and every person has a responsibility to protect himself or herself against damnation in this life and in the hereafter. Not just himself or herself, those that we are also responsible about them. Our family members, our parents, our children, our extended family members. There is a misconception today that the father is a breadwinner. The father provides shelter, food, healthcare, education, transportation for his family. But that's enough. That's not enough. That's the first part. That's the easiest part. The father is a role model. The father is an educator. The mother is not only cooks at home good food for her family or nurtures the children, takes care of their food and changes their diapers. She has a bigger responsibility. The father, the mother is the one that teaches them honesty, teaches them the truth, speaking the truth, teaches them piety and righteousness. A mother inculcates in her babies, since they are very young, inculcates in them the principles of compassion and love and forgiveness and sharing with others what they have. These are bigger responsibilities.
Inshallah, we continue on this topic. So be with us on the next episode of today's special. For now, our time is over. We leave you in Allah's protection and fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi.
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي